Welcome to the Mississippi Valley Poets and Writers Nature Poetry Walk, which is a walking trail sign project and biannual community poetry contest and exhibit. Winning poems are displayed along the walk here at Richfield Lake Park for 2 years. There are 10 poem signs, which will be replaced again in 2 years. The judge for this year's contest was Paula Chavezky. Sarah Degner-Riveros translated the English into Spanish, and Maggie Gagliardi provided narration. Translation by Athena Kildegard. On a rock over the water hyacinth, facing away from the setting sun, a great blue heron stood runic. To move would have been a translation of wings from the language of water and stone, of coursing across permanence, to the language of sky, wind, clouds, the realm of uncertainty. Impatient, my mind on the tasks of dailiness, I turned away, but hesitated, that's all, and turned back to stone, to white flowers, to the heron already flown. From Bodies of Light, permission by the author. Traducción, por Athena Kildegard. En una piedra sobre el jacinto acuático, de espaldas a la puesta del sol, una garza azulada se quedó rúnica. Moverse hubiera sido una traducción de las alas, del lenguaje del agua y de la piedra, atravesando la permanencia, hacia el lenguaje del cielo, del viento, de las nubes y del reino del incertidumbre. Impaciente mi mente, en los quehaceres de lo cotidiano, me di la vuelta, pero dudé, es todo, y me volví piedra, flores blancas, y me convertí en la garza que hace había volado. De cuerpos de luz, con permiso del autor. Please go to the League of Minnesota Poets webpage at www.mnpoets.org to access these poems and read about each poet.